In the first reading, we heard about the one who was chosen, the one who was anointed, David. In the responsorial psalm, we heard, "The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want." And the second reading revealed to us that Jesus, one more time, is the light of the world. And in the gospel today, the three things, the first reading, the psalms, and the second reading, comes together. It comes together in the way that that man who was blind was the chosen one. The blind man, then he said that the Lord is his shepherd. There is nothing that he wanted. And he also, in the gospel, also revealed to us how the light was revealed to the blind man. Jesus here, the blind man, who was born blind with signs that was unbelievable. He made clay with his saliva, and he applied that clay in his eyes. I wonder how many of us can be able to, in this time, to accept somebody who can spit on the ground, make clay, and we probably allowed ourselves to him and to put clay in our eyes. But what is interesting in the gospel, how he did that with the blind guy or the blind man, he reminds us about our creation, how our creation came. By the breath of God, he made clay and formed the human being. That's how then today also the scriptures put it all together with everything that God wants us to reveal to us. He created us from clay, and he breathing in our nose and say, Ruah, that means become alive through the Spirit. That blind man, when he was put in clay in his eyes, he became a new creature. In the long form of the gospel, it said the Pharisees asked whose fault was that the man born blind. It was his fault or was the parents' fault? But he was created in that way. Even the scripture said that signs can be revealed to each one of us. And then Jesus came and said, go and wash yourself at the Siloam waters. What is the water for us? After we have been created, what also said Jesus to us that we have to do? Come to the waters and remind us and reminding him his baptism in the waters of Siloam. He sent him to wash in order to prefigure to us also our own baptism, the sign of water that we always proclaim when we're going to be blessing that water in Easter season, that water has been blessed by the light and the Spirit of Christ. And then, with that healing, Jesus reaffirmed, not just to that blind man, but to all of us, who is he? He recovered his sight, and he gave testimony of who the Christ was. That also reminds us of the conversion of Paul. How was the conversion of Paul? Paul, before he became Paul, he was called Saul, or Saulo, Saul the Tarso. Jesus appeared to him and made him blind. and made him blind for a purpose, and also said, "Why you are persecuting me?" And he said, "Go to Damascus, and the scriptures will be revealed to you." And he went to Damascus, and a prophet prayed over him. And at the moment that I prayed over him, he received again back his sight. And what he did was to proclaim the goodness of the Christ. So Jesus wants us to be able to recognize our own blindness. There are some of us has been born blind. There are many things also, like a Saul or Saul or Paul, there are many things that can blind us for the message of our Lord Jesus Christ. Society, problems, even in those moments that we pray to him and sometimes we feel that our prayers has not been answered, we also become blind in front of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he invites us one more time to be able to recognize and to go to the water of Siloam, to be able to recognize our blindness, to be able to wash our blindness away by proclaiming who Jesus Christ is. That's why we celebrate Laetares Sunday today. It was a joy for that man. That man said, "I don't know who he was, but the only things that I know that he put clay in my eyes, and now I can see." Every day he comes to us to put clay in our eyes. And then when the time it comes to be revealed at this table, that's the way how he washed that clay from our eyes, that we can be able to go and proclaim who he is and from where we belong.